1819, Hernan Cortes made a decision that would echo through history. Upon landing on the shores of the New World, he faced impossible odds. Outnumbered and surrounded by uncertainty, he gave an audacious order: burn the ships. With no way to retreat, his men had one choice: fight to succeed or die trying. And they did succeed. Cortes' story isn't just about conquest, it's about commitment. It's about making bold decisions, eliminating excuses, and going all in on your vision. Welcome to Burning the Ships, the podcast where we explore what it means to take risks, push boundaries, and refuse to look back. I'm Jason Seward, your host. In each episode, we'll share stories, strategies, and insights to help you tackle your challenges head on. Overcome obstacles and make your own history. This is Burning the Ships. Let's get started. Welcome to Burning the Ships Weekly Ramble. I'm your host, Jason Seward, and today I'm going to talk on the general topic of like disconnecting and slowing down, right? Which is very hard. It's something we all say we wish we could do. Very few of us practice it on a consistent basis, myself included. So I'm going to dive into a couple thoughts around that. And, no telling where I go with it. This will be a short one because I am a little pressed for time today. But before I get into it, I want to kick it off with JJ's joke of the week. And that joke is, all right, here's JJ's joke of the week. Why did the cow become an astronaut? Because it wanted to see the moon. That's JJ's joke of the week. That's a pretty good one. It's better than he's been coming with the last few weeks. But anyway, back on to the topic. So I have been, I'm going on a year now, because the first time I really tried this outside of a vacation, right? I do a pretty good job disconnecting on vacation. And like when I'm just with my family and we're at a beach somewhere or whatever, I can go multiple days where I don't even turn my phone on. And, you know, I might check emails once a day, real quick, just to make sure nothing's on fire or anything like that in my business. But I generally can disconnect when I have like a pre-planned, like my mind is vacation mode, right? Disconnect mode. But I've always for years had trouble outside of that, right? So like if I'm in like work mode, business mode, and it's during the week or even on the weekends, I've just always kind of been switched on to just always have my phone handy, or my laptop not too far away so I can, you know, handle business. Well, last June, so almost a year ago, went to a networking event and a real estate event in, Boston, and took my whole family. So Katie went, kids went, Bill and his family went, Tim, his family. And we just spent a few days, in Boston. We had the mastermind event, the real estate event, but we were there a couple extra days to spend a little time with our family. So when we were there, I kind of went there with the mindset of like, I'm going to try to disconnect for a couple. It was middle of the week, right? And we've got, you know, business going on and stuff like that. But we kind of set things up where we could disconnect for a couple of days if we wanted. So I get there and it's one thing to say, like, I'm going to disconnect and not spend time on my phone. It's another thing to leave the phone literally behind. And not just for an hour, but for an extended period of time. So when we were there for two straight days, we were in a hotel. I left my phone. One day, you know, we left the hotel room in the morning and did not come back till later that evening. So for an entire day of like just being out and about and stuff like that, I didn't have my phone. So my habit is to always reach for it, check it, and see what messages I've missed. Let me see what calls I've missed. Let me respond to stuff like that. Or if it's like a slow moment where, let's say, you know, if I'm out with the kids and Katie and they go into a store and I'm sitting on a bench, I didn't go in with them or something like that, strolling through my phone, looking at reels and just, you know, mindless stuff. Well, when you don't have the phone with you can't do that stuff, right? So it when you know, it takes a little bit of getting used to. Like the first few hours, I felt like I was naked, right? I didn't know how to, I didn't have my phone in my pocket. It was funny because I'd be walking or standing there and I would feel my phone vibrate. Well, the phone's not there, and it's just it's a weird thing that like I'm so used to it just vibrating in my pants pocket that I felt it. Now, obviously I didn't, but my mind tricked me into thinking I need to reach for my phone because I just felt it vibrate. That happened literally 5 or 6 times in the first few hours. But then as the day went on, I stopped thinking about it. And I was fully immersed into whatever we were doing, whether it was eating lunch or just walking or in a store or talking or whatever it is, fully immersed. Didn't even think about my phone. And so there was a little bit of anxiety there. And I'd done this before, like, again, like on vacation and stuff, but I had like led up to it. I knew I was on vacation. Everybody knew I was on vacation. And I was okay doing that. But this was just like a random Wednesday. So throughout the day, it got a little easier. But when I got back that first evening after doing that, something like I felt like I was going to open my phone and I would have 10 hours of work to do that I missed, right? I'm going to have all these emails, all these texts, all these fires to put out, all these things to respond to. I didn't have any of it. A few text messages, a handful, nothing urgent. My email box, had a handful of emails, but nothing urgent, nothing that had to have, be answered right away. So I did it again the next day and left the phone behind. And same thing. End of the day, I look at it and we're back in the hotel room. Nothing, like nothing. I didn't miss anything. And what it made me realize, it was real profound for me. It made me realize that a lot of this chaos that is my phone, a lot of these things that I feel like are like pulling at me all day, every day. And this goes back to my corporate career too, because I had the same mentality. But a lot of it, I'm facilitating it. I'm the one causing it. And what I mean by that is, like, I have the mentality of just making things happen, right? So I send out a lot of messages. I make a lot of phone calls, like a lot of outbound things, outreaches go out every day, which in turn brings in a lot of inbound stuff, right? So if I'm doing an outreach, it's going to get a response. If I call somebody and leave them a message, they're going to call me back. If I email them, they're going to most likely email me back. If I text them, if I message them on Facebook, any outbound stuff's going to generate a lot of inbound stuff. Well, when I don't have the phone in my pocket to constantly send those things out, there's not it eliminates all that inbound stuff that comes from it. So, I mean, I know this is a simple logic, but I realized that those 2 days that I had convinced myself that I was always busy. This thing was, and I'm holding my phone for those that are listening, but is always making me feel busy because of the stuff I'm doing to generate it, right? I start a lot of when I say fires, I don't necessarily mean bad things. Like I just generate personally, I generate a lot of activity in my life. And that when I'm not able to do that because I don't have my phone at my fingertips to every time I'm stopping, sending out a message or following up on something or whatever it is, it cuts down tremendously on the inbound stuff that comes in. So I did that for 2 days, and since that point, and I'm going on a year now, and I've kind of been waiting to talk about it. And I've talked about it a little bit on here, but and other podcasts that I've been on, but this is something that I have been doing just about every weekend since. Now, during the week, obviously, I've got business to handle, right? It's good for me. Like, if I'm not with my family, it is a positive thing for me to send all that outbound stuff, right? All the messages and stuff I typically do, because that's the lifeblood of our business. I got to make things happen, make it come back. But on the weekend, like, and the stuff I send out, let's say call the weekend, Friday afternoon to Sunday night. There's nothing urgent that needs to happen. There's no reason for me to stir up a lot of stuff on the weekend. The only thing I need to be doing and during that time is focusing on me and my family and the things that are most important. So I have been intentionally no matter what we're doing on the weekend, unless I'm like waiting on a call, right? So like, let's say using JJ, for example, he's got a ball game and I need my phone close by to communicate with parents around schedules or game times, whatever the case may be. Now I'll keep my phone on me. But if we're going out, like this past weekend's a good example. We spent three straight days doing some type of activity. Like one day we went to this place called Go Ape, which is like a ropes course, spent a couple hours there, then went and got lunch, and then went and got ice cream with some friends. So for about like during that whole period of time, and it was about, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours, I turned my phone off and just left it in the car. I didn't touch it, didn't look at it. And I was so engaged with everything we were doing. I was present. I wasn't thinking about my phone because I couldn't even look at it. Couldn't even think about it. The next day, we had a bunch of friends over for, it was Memorial Day weekend. We had a bunch of friends over to play in the pool and we kind of did a cookout or, all that kind of stuff. And for hours, basically from the time everybody got to my house till they left late that night, so several hours, I didn't even look at my phone, not one time. And again, I was fully engaged. The conversations were great. I wasn't distracted. I wasn't picking up my phone every 10 minutes to see what calls I missed or anything like that. And the same thing the next day, we went with the kids to the movies and lunch and did all this stuff. So I've been doing this just about every weekend for a year. And I kind of want to quickly talk about some benefits I've seen from it. Number one, I did this. I don't know if this is the right move or not, but I did it and it's been effective. But I ask my kids to hold me accountable to it, right? Like when it's y'all's time and when it's family time and it's daddy's time. Now, I'll tell them if there's a reason I need my phone for me. For example, like I mentioned earlier, if there is a reason I'm waiting on a phone call, I'm not going to look at it, but I got to have the phone on me. I'll do that and I'll explain it to them. But if they see me, like they will tell me, Daddy, leave your phone behind. Daddy, put your phone up. And I'm fine with that. Like I need that to remind me that this is their time and my time with them, which, I enjoy, they enjoy, and we both need it. It has helped, my wife and I have always had a really strong connection, but this has just helped strengthen that because now when we're together, I put my phone away. I don't even look at it, right? It's not there to distract us. So it's allowing us to I'm recording this a couple of days before our anniversary. So this weekend we're going to get out of town, spend some time together, just her and I, and, eat some good food. We're going to a comedy club. We're going to do all that stuff. And I'll have my phone with us. Like it'll be in the vehicle or in the hotel room. But it is not going to be out. She's going to be my only focus, me and her. And so what this has done for me, again, it's helped strengthen already strong relationships that I have with my friends, my family, my kids, all of that. It's easy. And this is not a knock because again, I don't always get this right. Sometimes I still have my phone and I'll just catch myself scrolling on it when my attention should be somewhere else, or checking emails or replying to text and stuff like that. None of that stuff's urgent. In my mind, if something's urgent enough, like Katie is, she is able to have her phone on her and not be so distracted by it, right? She's not always on it as much as I am. And so if something's real urgent, the people closest to me know how to get in touch with me through Katie, right? They can find her. They can connect with her. But if it can't wait a few hours before I get back to my phone, then, there's not much in my life that's going to have that much urgency. So, again, it has helped strengthen my relationships, but that's great for the people around me. Like I'm always thinking of the folks around me and the impact of what I'm doing is having on them. But the biggest number one thing it's helped, for me is selfishly just my mindset, right? I am so much more relaxed when I don't have that phone with me. I am so present And I feel everything so much more, like all my happiness and joy and all the fun things that I might have missed, or the funny things that I might have missed while staring at my phone. You know, I know this sounds simple, but when it's not there, I'm able to see all these things and experience them and feel them even in more depth than I ever have. And that's profound, right? Like, that gives me so much more energy. I have this mindset of like this urgency, always wanting to just get things done, keep it moving. So much so that I've always had trouble relaxing, right? Unless, again, I'm on vacation. When I go on vacation, or hunting is a good example. When I'm hunting, I'm able to relax. So there's two things I can do where I don't need anything, meaning a phone, or I don't even need to talk or be around anybody. There's two things I can do that I'm perfectly content for hours. One is sitting in the woods hunting. Two is sitting on a beach staring at an ocean. Those two things I can sit literally paralyzed for hours without any stimulus, and I'm okay, right? Outside of that, which is most of my life, right? Those things I don't get to do very often. But outside of that, my brain is always going. Like, I got to go to the next thing. And the worst thing for a mentality like that is this phone, right? It's always there, and it's always instant stimulus. If I'm bored, I can find something to read or look at, or a video to watch, or scroll through Instagram or whatever it is. If I have a thought like, here's an example. The other night, this is such a random example, but the other night, I want golf clubs. I love to golf. I want a 7-wood, right? So I'm sitting around, I'm bored. My brain is, I got nothing going on. I'm at the house. The kids were doing something. Grabbed my phone, immediately started researching a 7-wood, right? If I didn't, my mind has to be going all the time. So if I didn't have that phone there, I wouldn't allow myself to do that right then, right there, right? I could be patient and pick a time that was more suited or better suited for that. A random, silly example, but the point I'm making is, with the brain I have, if I constantly have this phone at arm's length where I can just get on it, I'm always going to find some reason to justify picking it up. If I can literally turn it off, leave it behind, and just separate from it for a long period of time, I'm a better person. I have better thoughts. I'm clearer. I'm calmer. I'm nicer. I'm all these things. I'm more pleasant to be around. So I've learned that over the last year, of really making a conscious effort to be intentional with this and do it on a regular basis. So I'm going to challenge folks that are listening to this, because, you know, it's still hard for me, but I'm going to challenge you to try it, right? Just try it for a day. Pick a Saturday that, you know, you don't have much going on that's going to interrupt you with the phone. You're going to be with your family, or you're going to be engaged with something. Just leave the phone behind. And you may say, well, I want to take pictures. That was my excuse all the time. I got to have my phone in case I want to take pictures. No, you don't. Somebody around you, if there's something worth taking a picture of, somebody's got their phone on them. Let them take the picture and send it to you later. Just try to separate from your phone for a day, and then try it for a weekend, and then try it for multiple weekends. And if you have children, watch how much more present you feel with them. And if you don't have children, or if you have children and a spouse, watch how much more present you feel with your spouse or your friends. If you have a trip coming up, like I've got a golf trip coming up in a couple months with several of my buddies. Now, I do want to take pictures and kind of document everything that goes on there, and I will, but for the most part, I'm going to have that thing turned off. No distractions. I'm going to be all in with my buddies, focused on them, laughing, having a good time, what have you. If I have that phone on and I'm accessible every time between holes, I'm going to be picking it up, checking stuff. And, you know, it's just not necessary. So I challenge you all to try this. Try it in small doses, like anything else. Don't, you know, me, I'm pretty extreme with things. So I felt so much good out of it last June when I tried it in Boston, that I've been doing it pretty much every weekend since. Another thing is I very often put my phone in Do Not Disturb, so nothing can get through to me. I have it set up where my wife and my mom and my siblings and my daughter, are the only phone numbers that can get through to me when I put it in like personal do not disturb mode. Outside of that, nobody's breaking through. And anybody that, you know, needs to get me, if they're close enough to me, they know Katie's number, they can break through that way. But these are just small things that have made me have a stronger presence and mentality and just way more calm in my life. So again, just try it. Try to disconnect. Try to slow things down by disconnecting and just feel your presence in every moment. And I promise you, this is 100% guarantee. If you can do this, even in small doses, try it for a morning or an evening or something like that. But that feeling of realizing your phone's not there, it ain't going to be there, and now you've got to focus on whatever it is to fill your brain and fill the time, you're going to feel better about it. Now, it's easy to fall back into as soon as the phone's there scrolling through it, because I still do that. But give it a try. And let me know if you try it or if this does anything for you, because I love taking things that have worked for me, knowing that it may not work for everybody, but at least sharing it. And if it helps one or two people, then I am thrilled and I'd love to hear about it. So that's all I got today. And I appreciate you guys, as always, following along and supporting the show. And we will talk to you next time on Burning the Ships. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Burning the Ships. I want to give a special thanks to our sponsor, 608B Capital, helping real estate investors secure fast, reliable funding to fuel their boldest moves. If you're ready to take your investing to the next level, visit 608bcapital.com to learn more. If you found value in today's episode, please take a moment to rate and review the podcast. Your feedback not only helps us improve, but it also helps us reach more people who are ready to burn the ships and commit fully to their goals. And don't forget to share the episode with someone who needs that extra push to take bold action. I'll leave you with this. Burning the ships isn't just about removing the option to retreat. It's about unlocking the courage to charge forward. No matter the odds, the past is behind you and the future is yours to conquer. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time on Burning the Ships.